WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into the program. Hope that your day is starting off well, although it's probably not starting off well if you have a flight to catch this morning, because there are widespread outages happening with the Microsoft 365 suite of apps. And I guess that's causing a lot of flights to be delayed or grounded and causing all kinds of havoc with the airlines. So I didn't realize that the airlines use the same apps that we use. So here at WBSM, you know, we use Microsoft stuff. Everybody uses Microsoft stuff. Although it's, you know, nothing that I think would affect us being on the air. You know, just emails and stuff. But I think any business that uses it is subject to some issues today. I don't want to curse it, but ours seems okay. We'll see what happens, though, as the day goes on. They are working on trying to get it fixed. But WCVB is reporting that from the website FlightAware that as of 5:50 this morning, so just 20 minutes ago, there were 32 delays and 11 cancellations at Logan. So if you are planning on catching a flight at Logan today, or any airport really, you may have some issues. And if you haven't heard from the airline about anything, you can check that FlightAware site. Whenever I fly somewhere, I make sure I sign up for all the text alerts ahead of time so that I don't have to find out when I get to the terminal that the flight has been delayed. I'll know ahead of time. And then that way there, you know, you can relax a little bit if you're in the TSA line. I keep saying, too, that I'm going to sign up for the TSA pre-check because I never have anything really with me. Just a carry-on that's full of clothes and toiletries. I keep saying I'm going to sign up for it and I never do. But I have to fly at the end of August, so maybe now's the time to do it. I want to thank everybody that came out last night to 50s Night. It was great talking with everybody. So many of you said that you listen every morning, but that you never call in. And I'm hoping that you will give it a try. It's not as scary as you think it is. Nobody's judging you if you sound nervous on the air. You don't have to call in and be a character. It's helpful if you are. But I want everybody to feel like they're welcome to call in at any time to say whatever's on their mind. But it was really nice talking with everyone and experiencing all the fun and festivities downtown. Huge turnout. Great weather. Saw some beautiful cars. We had our 50s night broadcast running here on WBSM, and I got a lot of people that came up and, you know, wanted to talk about the songs that we were playing. And I know there were a few little hiccups technically where it might have gone silent for a little while. This is something that had happened a little bit last year. And Jason Kent, who is, you probably remember hearing him with Phil, he used to do the movie reviews. Well, he's the guy that programs everything. Well, that sounds like I'm throwing him under the bus. I program things. He helps me. And a little behind the scenes info, you know, his job is to do this for multiple stations, but I want to learn about it. So I always say, I'd like to try it myself. And you know, you can just see what I've messed up. And so I built the whole thing. We learned some lessons from last year. And then we thought we had it all smooth. We had a little dip out shortly before 5 p.m. I called over. He was still here. He fixed it. We thought we were good. And then I guess something happened again at a little bit after 8:30. But we got that back running when I got back here to the station, and we were fine the rest of the night. So I will inspect that some more. Well, I won't, because I don't know what was wrong, but I'll have Jason inspect it some more and run it up the flagpole and see who else can notice anything, and we'll see if we can make sure it's all tidied up for next year. Here's the problem, ultimately, is we're not a music station, so our system isn't built to run music. Our system is built for talk. Our system is built for more manual control of everything that's going on. So sometimes when you're trying to play music, there'll be some issues because there's commands you have to put in for the music that we might not have in our list of command options. So we'll see if we can get that tidied up. But for the most part, you know, I think a little bit of issue here and there wasn't a big deal. I didn't hear from anybody when it went off a little bit after 8:30. I think people must have just assumed, oh, that's the end. But then, you know, 9 o'clock comes in. We had some pretty good songs then, and then 10 o'clock, all the slow songs started. And then I started getting all the email messages again from people saying, you know, this is perfect. This is a great way to slow it down and end it. So I'm glad that you all enjoyed it. If you did go down and you had a favorite car, I'd love to hear about it. You can give me a call, 508-996-0500. You can send an app chat message. You can record an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. If you entered to win James Taylor tickets down there, we will draw that winner today. And Casey will reach out to you later on. But the show is not until September, so don't panic if, you know, she gets you on Monday. But we have one more day today of Green Day tickets. Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, the Linda Lindas, all playing at Fenway Park on August 7th. And today is our last day of that contest. And then sometime this weekend, maybe even today, we'll have our next contest up. And we will start collecting names to give away because we were surprised by our friends at Live Nation. They said, you know what? You had said that the Doobie Brothers was a big contest for you, that a lot of people entered. We're going to send you more tickets. So we have another round of Doobie Brothers tickets to give away. So we're going to do that next week because Casey's balancing all of these shows. Really, what it all comes down to is how close the actual concert is to the date that we're giving it away. So some things get shifted around. And so next week we have to do the Doobie Brothers so that people can get their tickets in time to go to the show. So we'll do more Doobies all next week. And then I'll just give you a preview because I don't think we have to surprise anybody with it. But the week after next, which next week I'm not going to be here for a few days. Next week I'm going to Gettysburg. So I know that Brian Thomas is filling in a couple of days. Paul Santos is going to fill in a day. And then I'll be back the week after. And that week we are going to be giving away two tickets to two different shows. It's going to be our 90s throwback week. Because we're going to have someone from the beginning of the decade, and then someone from the end of the decade, because we're going to be giving away tickets to NKOTB. You may also know them as New Kids on the Block. But NKOTB, and then also tickets to Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, and others, all at TD Garden. So those will be all given away in the same week. What we'll do is we'll put up two different pages for you to enter so that you click on this one if you want to enter NKOTB, click on this one if you want to win Missy and Busta, and you can enter both. You can't win both, but you can enter both. And then we'll have our 90s throwback week. And of course, all of our ticket giveaways are sponsored by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. We'll talk a little bit more about Stevie's later on because they've got their big summer tasting happening tomorrow from 1 to 4. And you may want to go check that out. So I know Mayor Mitchell was down at 50s night. I know that the city council had a meeting, but then I saw a number of the councilors at 50s night afterward. I saw Councilor Pereira, Councilor Oliver, Councilor Burgo. And I believe that's all that I saw. It doesn't mean that's all who was down there, because I just stayed at the table on Purchase Street the whole time. And then it was nice seeing Chief Oliveira, along with a contingent from the police department, Assistant Deputy Chief Scott Carolla, Captain Derek Belong, and Holly Huntoon, who handles the public relations for the police department. Everybody down there having a good time, in a good mood, exactly the way that Joe Jesus would want it. The weather, perfect. Wasn't too hot and muggy like it had been the last couple of years. Nice breeze, especially later on. And a fantastic performance by Eddie and the Exciters, who were closest to us. I'm sure all the other bands and performances were great. Every year now I say, I want to go walk around, but then I never get a chance to because people just keep coming over. And plus, I'm a little obsessive about making sure that the music is running. So I keep listening to it, and I brought my laptop down so I could jump in if I needed to. The only reason that the 8:30 dropout happened was because we were driving, or else I would have just logged into the computer and fixed it remotely. But we will figure that out before next year. So one of the things that happened last night in the city council meeting, I was reading Frank Mulligan's piece in the on southcoasttoday.com, but they tabled the repeal of the bag ban. It was supposed to be the meeting in which they repealed the bag ban in New Bedford on plastic bags. They were supposed to repeal it in this meeting, but because the Massachusetts legislature is looking to ban plastic bags statewide, the city council decided to table this. So you could have had a few months where it would have been okay, depending on, you know, how what happens with the state legislature. I know it, the ban passed in the Senate. I think it's in the House now. Well, that's the next step. And then, so you could have had the city council repeal the bag ban. Stores would have gone out and purchased bags to be able to give to their customers. And then the state would have banned plastic bag, or could have banned plastic bags, and then the store owners are stuck with a bunch of bags they bought again. And I get that idea, except for the fact that if the state legislature does ban plastic bags, they're going to give you a window of time to use up what you have. So if they were to pass it now, I would assume they would give you at least 6 months, but probably more likely a year before it would go into effect. This isn't like, you know, something where they can immediately stop it. There's going to be plastic bags floating out there that businesses have paid for. So I think it would have been perfectly fine for the city council to repeal the bag ban. Now, you could also say maybe the municipality didn't want to step on the toes of the state government on an issue that they were working on. if it was important enough to want to repeal a ban that you already put in place, you should have seen it through. And I've said it before. I'm the biggest supporter of recycling, and you know, I do believe climate change is real. I do believe that we need to be more responsible. I don't think we have to be obsessive about it, but I think we need to be responsible. But I also hate paper bags. And I know a lot of people that hate paper bags. Honestly, I have gone to the reusable bags. And I usually have, but I probably have like 24 of those, and I never need that many. But it's just because so frequently I bring them into the house and forget them to put them back in the car. End up buying more. But I do prefer them. I like the handles. I like how sturdy they are. They don't rip like the plastic bags. They don't rip like the paper bags. And I can use them for other things. But if plastic bags are available in a store that I go into, well, there's sometimes I say, you know what? I am going to take a couple of those plastic bags. I'll put my stuff in those bags because I need them. I use them for other things. And I guess, you know, for my bathroom trash barrel, I could buy can liners, little small plastic bags for it. But it's not something I remember to do because for all of my adult life, I've never had to do it. And those bags are great to have. Keep a couple in the car so that you can make a little trash bag out of them to pick up all the trash in your car. When I was driving for Uber, I did that every day. And still, no matter how much I used them, I never used up all of the supply that I had. I had one of those, I don't know, it's like a tube that you hang up and you just shove the bags in it. And sometimes you'd pull a bag out and you'd look at the name of the store and you'd say, this place closed. They're like, wow, why do I still have this bag? Well, where'd this bag come from? They don't even have that store in the state. But I want to be able to get those plastic bags. And I don't think it's the biggest problem for the environment these days. It's like, I'm sure somebody can call in with facts and figures that are more precise. But I would say it's like number 5 on the list. I still think cigarette butts are the biggest problem. I know a lot of people don't even think it's an issue, but I do. Scratch tickets are probably right behind that. Dunkin' Donuts. Cups. And I don't mean to pick on them specifically. But they seem to be the one that people have no problem ditching. And they ditch them because they leave it in the car. It gets, you know, they drank half of it. It gets warm. The ice melts if it's an iced coffee. Or it gets cold if it's a hot coffee. They just open the door and leave it in the parking lot and go drive to the Dunkin' and get another one. Even though there's a barrel outside of Dunkin' for you to throw the old one away. Then I would say after that would probably be plastic water bottles or nip bottles. You know, you can interchange those two. And then plastic bags after that. And I think I remember to put scratch tickets in there. But we're not talking about banning any of those other things. We're not saying Dunkin' has to start going with reusable cups. We're not saying scratch tickets have to go digital. We're not banning cigarettes. We're trying to ban nips in some communities. And as well as plastic water bottles. But as has been said in discussion of the nip ban, pollution is a bigger problem and littering is a bigger problem than just one item. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments. You need a little bit of that Calypso sound when you show up to work in a Hawaiian shirt. Fun Shirt Friday. which isn't a thing, but I put it last week, so it was like, well, I guess I'm going to make it a thing now. And I do. I have a bunch of these that I just haven't worn yet, so you may see me in Hawaiian shirts more than any human being should. When I was, like, really, really large, it's a fat guy thing. Fat guys always wear Hawaiian shirts. We feel like, you know, if we look like we're party animals, then people don't really judge us. But now that I've lost some weight, it's just a little bit different. Now it feels like I'm not a party guy. I'm more just a fun shirt guy. So, yeah. Anyway.
You can still be a fun shirt guy. Weight has nothing to do with it.
I mean, I think fun shirt goes beyond just Hawaiian shirts, too. You know, so I could wear different. By the way, I got a lot of compliments on my Back to the Future t-shirt last night at 50s night.
Amazing.
So I walked into the Family Dollar and the clerk was talking to me about it. She said she is not a fan of part three. I told her she was wrong.
Right.
And then another person came up to me and said he had just introduced his four-year-old brother to the original Back to the Future. And that the four-year-old brother loved it.
Yeah. How can you not?
He said his favorite part was when Lorraine drops the cake. And she goes, well, your Uncle Jailbird Joey didn't make parole again.
That's right.
And I was like, a four-year-old got that joke? I think the four-year-old just saw cake and got excited.
Probably.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, it's time to go not back to the future, but back to the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
A cybersecurity outage brings business to a halt. Trump's first public remarks since his assassination attempt, and the Empire State Building pays tribute to a legend.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Businesses around the world are being affected by a cybersecurity outage. The cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says it's suffering a major outage today, resulting from an issue with its latest update. The company says it's now in the process of rolling back that update worldwide. The statement comes after technical issues were reported around the world, with many linked to Microsoft products. Microsoft confirms it suffered an outage, but says its cloud services have mostly been restored. Now, flights across the U.S. are being grounded this morning because of communication issues. The FAA says Delta, United, and American Airlines temporarily grounded all flights, with American now saying they've been able to safely reestablish operations. It's unclear how long the grounding will last for the other airlines. Donald Trump is officially the Republican Party's nominee for president. He talked about his assassination attempt at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last night. He said the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking his life.
I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
He said he'll tell you what happened and you'll never hear it from him a second time because it's too painful to tell. He thanked the Secret Service agents and said he felt safe because he had God on his side. Quite the night at the RNC. Pro wrestling legend Hulk Hogan says his leader and hero, Donald Trump, will put America back together. Hogan entered the convention on its final night Thursday, waving an American flag, and was greeted with chants of USA.
All you scumbags, all you drug dealers, and all you crooked politicians need to answer one question, brother. What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother?
Trump is due to appear with running mate J.D. Vance next at a Michigan rally. A federal appeals court is blocking the Biden administration from implementing more student debt relief. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Thursday granted a request by 7 Republican-led states to put parts of the Biden student debt relief plan on hold. Other parts of the plan were blocked last month by a U.S. district judge in St. Louis. The plan would lower monthly payments for eligible borrowers and allow those with balances of $12,000 or less to have their debt forgiven after 10 years. And the Empire State Building is paying tribute to comedian Bob Newhart, who passed away on Thursday. While older generations remember Newhart for his TV shows in the 70s and 80s, younger folks remember him as Will Ferrell's dad in the movie Elf, which was partly filmed at the Empire State Building. The building tweeted a photo of Newhart in his Elf costume saying, quote, "We will miss you, Papa." Newhart was 94 years old.
WBSM Sports.
While the Red Sox hit the diamond again tonight, Boston looking to extend their win streak to 3 games when they visit the Los Angeles Dodgers for a 3-game series. The game starts just after 10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Friday, everybody. Good to be with you on this refreshing morning. This air mass will continue to accompany us throughout the weekend. Dew points in the 50s this morning with temperatures in the mid-50s, mid-60s. Better yet, mostly clear skies. Sunny and low 80s this afternoon. Overnight, clear skies, low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, low 80s. Seasonable temperatures. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And yeah, I think, you know, Phil's absolutely right. For younger people, you know, that's what they'll know Bob Newhart from. But I don't think his wit necessarily translates today for a younger generation. I think a younger generation will watch the Bob Newhart show, or they'll watch Newhart, and they'll just find it boring. Like, it's very dry. And I'll say this. The genius of Bob Newhart in those sitcoms was the fact that he let everybody else around him be funnier than he was. So it wasn't about him and his character. He would be there to kind of almost play straight man, but still make some witty observations. And certainly more on Newhart, he was more the straight man than anything. But for some reason, as a kid, I just was drawn to Newhart. Like, I had to, like, every week I had to watch that show. And I don't know what it was. I guess the quirkier the show, the more likely I was to watch it. And I don't know if there was a time, I think there was a time that they were on together. But when CBS has Newhart and they have Northern Exposure, you've got two of the quirkiest shows on network TV. And I think they were on Monday nights together. I think the final couple of seasons of Newhart might have been when Northern Exposure had started too, but I'd have to go back and look. But that DNA now exists for shows that kids would, you know, younger people would watch today and say, oh, you guys thought this was funny? I don't get it. This isn't funny. But the DNA of that is in so many shows that they watch now and that they think are hilarious. All these different streaming shows and things like that. Like, one of the funniest shows that I've ever watched in my life is Curb Your Enthusiasm. And there's elements of what Bob Newhart did in there. Now, some people say Bob Newhart stole his comedy. But I think all comedians kind of borrow from each other anyway. Certainly a show like Louder Milk, if you've ever watched that, that's hilarious. That's like some Newhart type observations on steroids. But the characters he played were great at observing the ridiculous around them and pointing out that it was ridiculous, but without being insulting. But certainly Newhart had characters that were much funnier than Bob. It'll pop in my name in my head what his last name was on that show, but it was always Bob. So much easier to remember that way. And I have the Bob Newhart show for introducing me to the Bullshot, because that's where I had first heard about it. Would you like a bull shot, Bob? What's a bull shot? I looked it up and said, oh, I got to try one of those. And they're interesting. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm great. I had so much fun last night.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Oh, my God. It really was. The energy was just off the chart. I loved it. I got home at 11 o'clock. We went to Commons to eat. And we were lucky. We got there 2 minutes of 9, and they stopped serving food at 9, but we got in.
Wow.
they let us eat, and they didn't let us out. We were the last ones in there to leave. And the gentleman behind the bartender, he's actually the director of Meals on Wheels. So that was just like mind-blowing to me. So we started talking about that and Manny, when you guys did the coverage of Manny, mm-hmm. following him. That was great. And he was feeling bad because it was getting a bad rap, and he was so appreciative to the radio station for doing that story on Manny, you know. And so it was really neat talking to him. And the food was good. I got chicken marsala. And great night. Great, great night. I'm just so happy. I just wish I could have seen other radio hosts, but there's always another event.
Yeah, it was just Barry that went down, and he must have left a little bit before you got there.
Yeah, that's from what you said, yeah. So Bob Newhart show, I'm just like you. I don't know why I watched it. I just thought the humor was I don't know. It was maybe like you say dry, but for some reason every week I had to watch.
It just popped into my head. He wasn't Bob on Newhart. He was Dick Loudon.
Oh, wait a minute. Which character was that?
On Newhart. Not the Bob Newhart show. Not the one from the 70s. The one from the 80s, Newhart. He was Dick Loudon.
Oh, I love. Now, see, that show I really loved. But I don't know, something about the inn atmosphere, and I thought the humor was a little bit better. But I just watched both shows. I had no idea what it was. It was there. I had no idea he was 94. God bless him, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm telling you, I'm like, these people now that are passing away, I'm like thinking in my mind they're still supposed to be.
Well, there's been a lot of celebrity deaths the last few weeks, that's for sure.
Yeah, there really has been. But yeah, I really loved that show too. I have no idea, like I said, with the humor. But I just wanted to call in and say what a wonderful time I had. I can't wait. And I wanted to ask you, so the Wayland City Festival, is that this weekend? When is that?
No, that was last week.
That was last week.
Yep.
So what festival is it that I'm thinking of?
Well, I think next up is they're having the Roots and Branches Festival this weekend. So that's like a music festival. And then coming up the week after that will be the feast.
Right. So where's the music festival going to be?
I believe that's downtown.
Downtown. Okay, so we got the Westport going on, and we've got that. Wow.
Yep, the Westport Fair too, yeah. So lots to do.
Yes, I am going to try to do it all. Well, thank you, Tim. It was really nice seeing you, and thank you for letting me give you a big hug.
All right. You have a good day and a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
And caller, hang on, because I just looked up the info here. The Roots and Branches is happening July 20th downtown. And I know, yeah, there's something happening tonight at 7, and then tomorrow it'll be happening from noon to 8:30. You can go to nbrootsandbranches.com to get the complete schedule. We've got a story up on the Town Square Sunday section of WBSM.com as well. Let's see. I can take another call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I just wanted to comment and thank you for airing that music on the air, because my mother isn't able to go down there, and she really, really enjoyed it. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you. And we'll do it again next year, so let me know if you have any requests. Just send them on over.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. And if you would like to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I'm so glad that people enjoyed the music. As we were talking about, myself and some of the folks who were coming up to the table, where can you really hear it anymore? you can certainly find the songs, any song that you can think of, you can find it now. You can play it on YouTube, different streaming services or whatever, but that's you going out and thinking of a song and finding the song. Something like this is the time to turn on the radio and listen and be like, I forgot about that song. I haven't heard this song in 30 years, you know, things like that. And that's what I tried to build this playlist with. As I'm sitting here putting it together, I'm like, all right, they're going to know this one. They're going to know this one. Yeah, but then I'm going to throw them a curveball and play this one. People are going to say, oh, and I'm just picturing people like singing along to these songs that they know the words to, but that they haven't heard in 30, 40 years. And that's always a magical feeling when you still remember all the words from a song that you haven't heard since you were a kid. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
Now is the time to be sure your Medicare plan is still a good fit for you if your health care
today.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Line in that song is vastly underrated. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Billy Saffioles.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right.
You guys put on a hell of a show.
Thank you.
Yeah, they did a real good job there. But I was just calling to talk to you about the city council last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can Linda Morad ever try to be nice to anybody?
She's always nice to me.
Well, yeah, okay. But let me explain to you what happened last night. You know, they got a rule in there that says, number 8 rule, that the visitors and all the people that go there, they can't bring food or liquids in the chambers. And it's funny how a lot of people that work for the city, the city and everything. And that people that go and see they bring water in. But Linda has some kind of obsession with Carlos Felix. The guy came over there last night. There was no other media there. So he sat at the media table.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, you know, he was filming it. And he had a bottle of wasn't water, it was orange juice like.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat there. And I was sitting in the back, And look at Moritz sitting in the front. If everybody knows where she sits, she's trying to get the attention of Naomi Connie, because she's the president, to tell her that Carlos is drinking at the table. And she's trying to get it, like, see, and I stood up in the back of the air, and I'm looking at it, trying to get her attention. Okay? And then she looks back and she sees me staring at her. What do you think happens? I walk over and told Carlos at the table what she was doing. And then I went over and I talked to the police officer. Because, see, there was another gentleman that was sitting a couple of seats away from me. And there was another person that had bottles of water with them. Okay, so after the meeting was over, I stood up and I brought it to her attention, and I brought it to the attention of Naomi. Why is she trying to start an aggravation with Carlos because he was drinking? Everybody else, she doesn't do it to anybody else except Carlos. You know, doesn't she have anything else to do? And the city council, and I told Naomi, and I even told the cop, I showed the cop. And I even told the guy, the cop, even John, the guy that the sergeant there, that's always there. And I showed him, I says, look, the guy's got it over there. And she was picking on Carlos for no reason, just to start. She thinks she runs that place, Tim. She's unbelievable. Even the cop, I says, look, I even told Naomi, I says, Naomi, I seen her trying to get your attention. You didn't do anything. You're the chair. Why is she trying to, why is she doing this? She's picking on everybody. She's picking on all the city councilors. She's picking on the mayor. She's picking on everything. What's wrong with her? I think she should be evaluated.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do think, you know, allowing water in the chambers is a fine thing. But if you want to say anything other than water isn't allowed, then that would be fair too. But I mean, water can do damage, but not nearly as much as, you know, some other things that can stain and such.
I understand that. I don't bring no water in there. For that period, they got a rule. Rule two is no hats in the chambers. They got rules there that rule eight is the one about the water and everything. I can understand. It's funny how they all go into the chambers and get water and they come out. And I understand it because they do a lot of talking. Okay. But you have sometimes like 2-3 hours. You got no place, especially when you've got like Catherine and Paul and senior citizens that sit there for numerous hours when they're having the meetings, and there's no place for them to have a drink. They don't. The biggest problem is, why is she just doing it to some people and not to everybody? The rule is a rule.
Right. I got to hold you there, though, because I got to take this break before the end of the hour. But
that's the thing that should be addressed with the city council. The guys, I even yelled at everybody. I even said to them, why don't you guys speak up about her? You know, like little mice there. She's running. She's the worst person in that room. After me, probably. I don't know.
All right. I got to hold you there. You have a good weekend.
How about you, too?
All right. I got to take this break. We will be right back. All right. First hour flew by. We'll do it again in the next hour. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app if you'd like to reach out that way.